I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Tuesday morning, the 15th of July, 2025, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We go to the first book of the Bible, Genesis, chapter 22, verse 14. And Abraham called the name of the place, "The Lord will provide," as it is said to this day, "In the mount of the Lord it shall be provided." And in my footnotes, I've got the definition of "the Lord will provide" in Hebrew. It is Yahweh, Yahweh, another word for the Lord. The Lord will provide. I want to tell you a little story. I was up in Central Africa some time ago. I was in a very isolated area, and we had two blowouts over a period of about a week. We didn't have any spare wheels in the vehicle, and the Lord provided. You see, I want to say to you that when Abraham was going to offer up Isaac as a living sacrifice, he was about to cut his son's throat with a knife when the angel of the Lord said, "No, don't do that. Have a look in the thicket. There's a ram caught by its horns." The Lord provided a way out. The Lord provided a ram to compensate for the death of Isaac, his son. And the Lord was so overwhelmed by the faith and the obedience of Abraham that he said to him more than twice that he will make a covenant with him and he will be his God and they will be his people, which stands to this very day. Getting back to my story, they contacted the headquarters in the capital city and they said there is no tires of that size anywhere in the country. But the Lord provided. A man in South Africa sourced those tires. He put them on a truck. He sent them to Central Africa. They were put on a bus. They were brought right into the interior of Central Africa and dropped off in a small little village. Then we met up with those two tires, brand spanking new, and men that work on the side of the road repairing tires took the two punctured tires off and put on two brand new tires. The Lord provides. And by the way, we got home safely in Jesus' name. I want to say to you today, how many times is the Lord providing for you and you do not even acknowledge it or realize it? Open your spiritual eyes and remember, the Lord always provides for his children. Jesus bless you and have a wonderful day. Goodbye.